Well, that's my idea of someone who's got an attitude of appreciation rather than one of depreciation. And she, all the way down the court, I escorted her down there, and she just thought it was fantastic. She said, "That is great. I love that much energy. Are you always that up? Are you always, you know?" So that what I'm speaking about here in this third principle is I'm speaking about something called, what I call, the law of attraction. And the law of attraction is something that most people don't really grasp into their lives. Question: who do you associate with? What do you read? Who do you find yourself talking about? Where do you go? Who do you seek out? What kinds of things do you watch as entertainment? These are all part of this thing called the law of attraction. And there's something that Hawkins speaks about in Power versus Force that he calls attractor energies. And it's something I'd like to suggest to you when I talk about you can't give away what you don't have. That whatever it is that you are giving away, in the way of being offended or being an appreciator. And by the way, appreciation versus depreciation is the highest form of energy that you can have to your thoughts. In other words, every time you have a thought of depreciation, you have weakened yourself in some form, any kind of a thought of depreciation. Whereas if you can shift a thought of depreciation into one of appreciation, even for that which you have been conditioned to believe deserves to be depreciated, if you can figure out a way to change and alter your thoughts, then you move into a higher energy. But more than moving into a stronger and a higher energy with appreciation is that you move into a level of consciousness called synchronicity, in which you start to negotiate the presence of energy to serve as an attractor pattern. And that what I'm speaking about, solid energy as the lowest form of energy, and spiritual energy as the highest and the fastest form of energy, and that spiritual energy, the energy of love, the energy of cheerfulness, the energy of kindness, the energy of peace, when this energy is brought to the presence of the energy in which you have problems, lower energy, that these problems dissolve, they can't survive any more than darkness can survive in the first face of light, then there is some kind of a gap that you have to negotiate between the world of problem energy and the world of higher energy. And in the next principle that I'll be speaking about, called Embracing Silence, I will teach a meditation, and I will teach a new meditation, we'll practice it here, in which you can get into that gap. And when you are able to get into that gap, you absolutely negotiate the presence of this higher energy. And it's what I call making conscious contact with God. And that when you are able to do that, you access it much more readily. But what you have to look at here, when I say you can't give away what you don't have, is to ask yourself, if I can't give away what I don't have, it means that I am giving away what I do have. And because it's the only thing I can give away, I have to have it to give it away. So, and if energy is the vehicle upon which things are attracted and come into my life, then what is it that I am sending out there? Because it is in giving that we receive. What is it that I'm giving? What am I sending out there? What kind of energy do I send out there? And begin to look at that as the rationale and the explanation and the reasoning behind what is showing up in your life. That it really has nothing to do with what's going on outside of you in other people and in other events and in what other people are saying or doing or circumstances of your life. As much as we like to use that as an explanation and a rationale for it, that in fact, if you can change around your thinking to ask yourself, why do I keep attracting what it is that I'm attracting into my life, and what can I do to attract something different into my life? These things that we're calling attractor energies, that possibly, just possibly, I might be able to come to a place where I recognize that everything that's going on in my life, everything, I take responsibility for. And